Welcome back to Impossibly Unremarkable, a podcast hosted by myself, Jonathan Butts, and my longtime friend, co-host, and little freak, Elliot Markson.
Yeah, and we're back for another episode of this podcast, and today we're just two men and we're just cranky. We're real cranky. Get off our lawn. Get off our lawn. Am I right?
Yes.
Cool. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I am recovering once again from another illness, and happens every week at this point, but it's okay. You know, that's the life of a father.
Have you considered taking supplements?
I take many.
Name 16.
I can't name that many.
All right. Do you take, like, vitamin C?
No. I just eat fruit.
You ain't eating enough fruit then.
What do you mean?
If you're getting sick.
That's not how that works.
Here's what I do. Everyone knows the power of the vanilla bean.
What?
The vanilla bean?
Okay, go on.
One of life's greatest fruits.
The vanilla bean.
So I get all my vanilla bean fruit from Coke Zero Vanilla. If I need extra vitamin C, I spring for the Coke Zero Cherry.
I don't.
Coke Cherry Zero.
I don't think there's
Cherry Coke Zero.
Is there even any vitamin C in a Coke Zero?
Well, yeah, because the vanilla bean, life's greatest fruit.
Vanilla bean is not.
And then cherry, of course.
I don't even think there's real. Is vanilla even a bean?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
The vanilla bean, life's greatest fruit. And then the Cherry Coke Zero.
I honestly
do. You know they have a slogan for the Cherry Coke Zero?
What is it?
Cherry Coke Zero. Pop that thing.
Pop that thing.
Yeah.
Pop that thing.
Hire me, Coke. Let me market.
So that's not real. You made that.
No,
up.
I just made.
Ooh,
that.
They could cater to the Midwest people. Hey, pop that thing, because it's pop.
That's not what I mean.
Do you say soda or pop?
I say pop, but I feel like you're not picking up. I don't think you picked up on what I put down.
No.
But that's all right.
What did you put down?
Don't worry about it.
Went like, whew, didn't even get it. Went over my head.
The folks at home who intently listen, hang on to every word that I say, they'll get it.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Sometimes you talk and I just like don't even hear what you're saying. I just pick up on like the last few things.
Cherry
just
Coke.
Say, like, hell yeah, man.
Cherry Coke Zero. Pop that thing.
Oh. Hey, that's good. I don't know if they'd go that edgy, though.
We're supposed to be partners, and I feel like I can't bounce off you.
I'm sorry, man. My brain's still like a little foggy.
I'm here, and you're back here.
You know what I've been doing the last 2 days?
What?
I've been dehydrated.
Drink water.
Our whole family got the stomach flu, so that was fun. I just got my appetite back today, which is fun. But we've been you know, hurling things up and things coming out wherever it can go out. You know what I mean? So it's been tough and I haven't been eating. So, which is great. I probably lost a couple pounds.
Nope, not great.
but yeah, so I mean, I've just kind of gotten back to normal today. My appetite still wasn't quite what it used to be.
I don't know. It feels like a front.
For what?
The Markson family is just perpetually ill. When it's most important.
It is a good excuse to get out of whatever you want. Oh, sorry. You know what? Wesley has a little cold. We don't want to spread it to anybody. We're just going to stay home.
Because we had our regularly scheduled bi-monthly. Would that be every 2 months, right?
Yeah. Just about.
Yeah. Our movie night.
Yeah.
And it was my pick. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the Marksons are like, oh, my tummy. My tummy hurts.
That day I was planning on going. Like, I was like, because I didn't feel sick yet that day.
It's funny because you're literally like, it's Jonathan's day, guys. We can't miss it.
I truly meant that when I said it because that day I didn't feel sick right away. Like it kind of came on later. So me and Wesley actually left the house because Wesley had already gone through this and he was out of the woods already mm-hmm. by the time we got it, which is usually how these things go. And so Megan was sick and I was like, well, I don't want to be around you today. And she ended up, I think she took most of the day off or the whole day off from work because she was that down bad, you know? And so we let her sleep all day, basically. So we gave her a chance to rest and try to recoup a bit, take Wesley out of the house, all that kind of stuff. So I went to my mom's house, have her watch him while I worked because I was remote that day. So the whole day I felt like okay. And then a little bit after lunch, around that time, I started to feel a little queasy, started to feel a little nauseous. I was like, that's fine. It's probably nothing. And it kept like coming and going. Like it was like waves. It was like, I'd feel super nauseous for like 10 minutes. And then it'd be like, okay, no, it's gone. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe it passed. Maybe it was, you know, what I had for lunch. Maybe it's fine. It's cool. Whatever. I'm not getting sick. No way. And then about, I think, 3 p.m. or 3:30, I was still working at that time. It really overcame me, and I ended up puking at my mom's house while Wesley was still there. it was funny though. I mean, like, I puked and I felt a little better. So then I finished my work day, and then I was like, man, I hope I can drive home. I hope I don't have to like puke on the drive home. So I drove home, made it, but it was, oh man, it was not great. It was not ideal. I felt pretty nauseous the rest of the day, threw up again, and then just the stomach issues all weekend long. Horrible.
Nice.
Nausea. Horrible.
Sounds like a good weekend.
It was not fun. I didn't enjoy it. But here we are. I'm on the other side. I made it. But that's why I'm a little fuzzy today. I'm not really picking up everything you're putting down.
Uh-huh.
Like popping that Cherry Coke Zero.
It's all right. I'm kind of used to, you know, being the stallion of the podcast. You're kind of the...
Yeah, I'm the weakest link.
I don't know what the... I wasn't going to say it.
Your movie was The Prestige, though, right? That was the movie we missed?
Yeah. Well,
how was that?
I was going to pick Seven because Megan hates Christopher Nolan or hates me.
I think it's just anything you're interested in she doesn't like.
Yeah, that's kind of the theme for the people in my life. So with you guys out of the picture, I was like, yeah, let's watch The Prestige because I know the other folks in the movie group aren't gonna make me feel bad, you know?
No. I would never.
So we watched The Prestige. I had already seen it before, but it was a very good film. It was like 2 hours and 10 minutes, which for a Nolan film is not bad.
It's not bad at all.
You know, that's a good movie length, in my opinion. But everyone enjoyed it. I think the lowest rating might have been 3.5, and I think that was from Emily.
Ooh. That's still a good rating.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then the other two ratings were 4, and I gave it a 5. So technically, as a group, our rating was pretty damn solid.
Yeah. Hey, a 3.5 is still a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's still like... Movie's good.
Yeah, well, now once you expand it, you know, to the, you know, out of 10, 7 out of 10 is a C.
That's not a C.
70% is 100% a C.
Yeah, but I don't think that's how you rank movies or music or anything like that. I don't think a 7 out of 10 means it's a C.
That's why you need, you know, decimal points.
I think like 5 is average. 5 out of 10 is average. Anything above that is slightly above average.
50%, that's a failure.
Yeah, but that's not how you
grade
it. In
curriculum.
Yeah, but it's not like a math test. We're talking about a piece of art that's very subjective.
Just saying, like if, you know, it's a pretty standard grading system.
Okay, so you...
It's better than a
when
C.
You rate
it's better than a C.
When you rate something, you're using like the academic grading scale.
Yeah, because I'm just so accustomed to it. You know, I went to school.
Oh, you're educated, huh?
Yeah.
Nobody could tell. No way.
I hide it pretty well.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not one
you
of
really
those,
do.
You're not one of those white-collar elites that you know, from Columbia or whatever.
Right. You don't want to be one of those guys. You don't want to be like Goodwill Hunting, Harvard guy, you know, spewing off textbook knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, verbatim from whatever, you know, section you just read.
Yeah, I actively repress everything I learned in school.
Yeah.
So that I just don't come off as one of those, you know, West Coast elites.
West Coast elites. In what world would you be a West Coast elite?
I don't know. Like, that's the stereotypical elite is like West Coast, you know?
Are they?
If you were going to label like a region as the elites, it would be the West Coast.
I would think the East Coast, to be honest.
That would be number two.
Why would that be number two?
Followed by the Southwestern elites. Did you see there was some, I don't specifically know what it was, but Colorado was recently included in some like sort of survey as a Midwestern state.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why?
They're in the Midwest.
I mean...
Have you been to northeastern Colorado? It's just Nebraska.
Well, yeah, but like, why the change, you know?
I don't know. Because the Midwest needs a little more flair. So we drafted Colorado. We traded for Colorado.
That sucks. That brings Colorado's average down. That makes them look bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good for them because they're you know, obviously joining one of the weaker teams in the country.
Because when you think of the West, you know, you think of mountains and you think of...
Right.
States like Colorado.
Yeah, but I think adding Colorado to the Midwest frontier gives us a little more credibility.
I don't know.
I mean, in the NBA, they're in the same conference as the Wolves, so...
Yeah, but like...
I think they're just kind of... They should just divide it that way.
Where are the Cowboys located? What state?
Texas.
Okay, what division are they in?
In football?
Yeah.
They are in the East.
Okay.
Well, football, that's a whole nother conversation. It's the NFL divisional, you know, breakup is a little questionable.
And here, if I had it my way, not sports, like not talking about sports, not divisional setups. If I had it my way, Minnesota would be the northern region.
Yeah.
Not the Midwest, the north.
That's true. I think including us in the Midwest is almost an insult to us.
It is, because to survive in a northern state like we do, it's, you know, you have to be tough.
Yeah. This ain't fucking Kansas.
No, it's hard. You know, every year you lose somebody. To the good winter, you know, but you know, you got to learn to respect the winter, acknowledge that it's going to take somebody every single year without fail.
They don't talk about that the winter does take people every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get that in other places.
You just don't, you know,
people don't survive these winters.
Colorado, you know, they got mountains, but they don't get snow like we do, man.
I mean, they get snow. They don't get cold like we do.
Not like we do.
I think, okay. Yes. Yeah, sure.
You don't lose people in Colorado.
We can just say that. Yeah. Nobody's ever died in the mountains before.
Exactly.
All right.
Also,
yeah.
We have a mountain, Eagle Mountain.
We don't have a mountain.
Yeah, we do. Eagle Mountain.
We have a big hill.
It's like 7K, I think.
It's not a true mountain, though.
It is a mountain.
It's like a big elevation.
Largest mountain in the north.
It's an increased elevation compared to everything else.
So I would include, because I feel like there's this desire to have as few sections of the country as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's so many, you know, states lumped into the Midwest. So I would do North Dakota.
Mm.
I would do Minnesota.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin.
That's it?
Yeah.
As the north?
Correct.
That's the whole thing?
Yeah.
What about South Dakota, Iowa?
South. It's in the fucking name.
It's none of the south.
Iowa is south.
It'd be like central, if anything, but I think it'd still be north.
So make a new region, but it's not the north.
What about Montana? What about Maine?
Not Maine.
Low-key, no, they're east, but they're also up there.
They would be northeast.
Okay, sure, yeah. That's true.
I would entertain Montana. I would entertain Montana.
You'd entertain it? I mean, they'd be a good ad, too. Low-key, Montana slaps.
But Montana is also very west.
Yeah, parts of it. Yeah. Very west.
So that's how I would set it up.
Okay, so just four? Mm-hmm. Wait, was it four?
Four, tops.
No, it was three. North,
if you include Dakota. If you're including Montana, it would be four.
I think South Dakota's in there. I think Iowa's in there.
Is this your thing or is it my thing?
Well, it can be our thing.
Iowa, no. They're not north. How could they be north if they're south of us, you know? That just doesn't make sense.
We're the only north. If you're on par with us, you could maybe
We're
be
true
north.
North. We're like the northern barometer for the United States.
That's true. North Star State.
So I'm going to take it you didn't do a whole lot this weekend.
What? No, dude. Come on, bro. Don't do that to me.
If you're ready, I've got a good story for you.
Yeah, hit me with your story, but I have a few things I do want to touch on, but I want to hear your story first.
Okay, I'm going to tell. So for the second week in a row, my Saturday was consumed by bachelor party festivities.
Oh, that's right, yep.
This time for Kyle, dear friend Kyle, who is also getting married in a couple months. Congratulations, Kyle.
Woo!
So we had a good day. We started off at Topgolf, and I continue to be very bad at Topgolf. I think my first attempt, I probably swung and missed like 6 or 7 times before finally making very weak contact.
Yeah.
I did have a couple drives over the course of the day where I think my furthest was like 150 yards or something like that.
That's good.
It was pretty good for
me. That's good.
It's pretty good. But I had really terrible form and there's like people off, you know, just like watching you swing. And of course,
they watch you.
No, they definitely did. They made like,
They were like pointing. Yeah. You could see them.
Cause I had one where, rather than like, you know, driving it into the course, I like slammed it into the ground and then it bounced like to the right. And like a dude laughed at me.
Those are the best.
No, it was the worst. But it was a good time. It's been a while since I've top golfed. I was reminiscing about my first trip to Top Golf where a golf ball ended up in the mirror of the dear old Caliber.
Yep, I remember.
And I strategically parked so that there was no way that my Mazda would get damaged because my Mazda is very near and dear to me.
I think it's pretty rare to get a golf ball in your car.
I was one for one the first time I was there.
It's true. It's true.
And, you know, obviously my mouse is a lot more valuable to me than that piece of shit Caliber.
It's true.
Though the Caliber held a lot of sentimental value.
It did well for what it was.
Yeah. You know, it served its purpose.
Also, if you're going to Top Golf and you're judging people, like, you're there too. Like, go to a real golf course. Like, screw you, man. Top Golf is for fun. It's for families. It's for work events, and it's for bachelor parties.
I just wish I couldn't. I wish I hadn't. Shanked it as much. I have a very mean right hook when I.
Hey, at least you got that.
It's not a very good thing to have. And then we retired to Kyle's chambers, and we played some Nintendo Switch, and then we had dinner at the old Texas Roadhouse. You been to a Texas Roadhouse?
Not in a long time.
Their biscuits are fucking incredible.
Are they?
If I had a recommendation of the week, just go to Texas Roadhouse and get the free biscuits until they kick you out.
Well, is that going to be your wreck of the week?
Could be, you know.
Well, anything, if you don't have one, you just kind of spoil it.
All right, forget I said that. but we had a very good dinner. And then we went to Mystic Lake Casino.
Oh, yeah.
And I really like Mystic. I mean, I've always enjoyed Mystic. It's always fun. Like, gambling's fun.
Sure.
I don't like slots and I hate roulette. So really the only thing I like is blackjack. But Mystic Lake in the last few years has gone to sections of the casino are smokeless. Mm-hmm. Or the majority of the casino is smokeless.
And what?
And then there's certain sections so that you have lame. To smoke in. It's like there's like these glass chambers that you can just see people like.
It's just totally like fogged up with smoke.
It looks terrible. But the last time I went, it still like you could. It was still like deeply rooted into the carpet, so it still felt like there was smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
But today, or sorry, Saturday, it wasn't bad. You know,
they got the smell out.
For the most part,
a hell of a task.
For the most part, it was a lot more bearable because I like every time I would go, especially when they were actively smoking all the time, I would get awful headaches. Because I'm an asthmatic.
That's bad.
It's bad. But it was very pleasant. We did the whole wait around for a blackjack table to open up.
Nice.
When I first started playing blackjack there, their lowest table, the most accessible to someone like me, there was at $1 buy-in. Perfect. And then the last time, a couple times ago I went, it became a $2 buy-in, and then you have like there's a quarter house fee each time. Now it's $5.
Whoa.
$5 plus this quarter house fee, so you're always at least spending 25 cents. So that, you know, the house is always, because the house always wins.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously.
You got to make money.
But we eventually got a table. A couple of us just wanted to watch, but the rest of us were actually sitting down and playing. And I'm happy to report that I had my most successful blackjackery.
Blackjackery.
Ever.
Really?
What'd you make? So I put in 60 and I walked away with 175.
Wow, that's a win. That's huge.
I wouldn't really say I have any addictions beyond like caffeine.
Yeah.
Which she's a cruel mistress. I mean,
caffeine's tough.
Hard to break that one. But there were multiple times where I was like, I've doubled my money. Why don't I put it all on?
What if I could double it again?
What if I go all in right now? I could have $400 instead of 200.
Yeah.
It's like I had to actively fight and repress. And everyone at the table was doing really well. We had a really good streak. There was a time where Ben was down to his last $5 chip, and then he rallied back, and he made money.
Oh, that's fun.
So it was a really good time. I like when you can have a blackjack table with your friends, because, like, again, we had to wait. Like, this one dude, oh, my God, he wouldn't fucking give up. I eventually got his seat, but he was down to, you know, his $5 chip, which is the minimum buy-in, and a quarter, and then he'd, like, pull out a couple singles and just, like, sheepishly hand it to the... to the dealer to be like, one more, please. It's like, dude, give up.
Dude.
You got people standing behind you for 45 minutes.
Yeah, like, just no one to give it up.
Yeah, read the room.
Go back to the ATM, come back.
So we all cashed out. Everyone made money. Tenny did very well for himself.
Cool.
He won more than I did, but he also played roulette. So we called the night there. I, being the gentleman that I am, decided, you know, I'm like, hey, I'll drive. I'll drive everybody, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun. So I took Kyle and Tenny, was taking Kyle back to his home, and we're stopped at an intersection. And I was just about to admire this place called Urban Walk off to my left side.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, you know exactly what that is. I was about to make a comment, then boom, rear-ended.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is the monster okay?
So Tenny and I get out of the car to check on the person who hit us. It was a woman in her 50s, 60s, I don't know. As we get out and... you know, try to assess what's happened. She drives off.
What?
Yeah.
A hit and run.
Full on hit and run.
Wow.
She almost clips Tenny while driving away because Tenny was on the passenger side in the back. And so he gets out and she is behind us and then pulls off to the right side and speeds away.
Wow.
Yeah. So we, Kyle's like, should we chase her? And for a split second, I was like, fuck it. Yes. This is... yeah. You know, I don't own a lot of nice things. The Mazda, while it's only my second car, it's like my first nice car. Paid for it completely out of pocket. It's very near and dear to me. I take very good care of it. And some, you know, fucking asshole just hit me and then ran away.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, no. And so like, we technically left the scene, I guess.
I was about to say, technically, you're not supposed to leave the scene.
Yeah.
Even if they hit and run, you're supposed to stay there.
And so we, there was a Quick Trip right next to it. So yeah, we just pulled into that because I didn't want to just be stopped in right, the middle of the highway. And I don't know that there was anything to see at the scene. But man, I was fucking livid. I was really mad. You know, the adrenaline's pumping. I'm like, why would someone do this? Because mm-hmm, then I thought about it. I'm like, this is like legitimately the first time someone has actually wronged me in my life.
Yeah.
Like someone has,
like, deliberately did something to you.
Yeah. And then refused to take any accountability. Horrible. So we were leaving the casino. So this person was probably drunk.
Jeez.
Or they didn't have insurance.
There
or
had both to be something where, yeah, it was like, I can't stay here. Yeah. I have to go.
But so we all got out of, or, you know, as soon as Tenny and I got out of the car, he sees the license plate, shouts it. I see the license plate. So like, you know, it's written down immediately. So we have the record of it. She speeds away. Kyle calls the cops. We go to the Quick Trip and I, you know, take probably 15 minutes to decompress. So I'm like, just like, why? You know, this fucking sucks. Like, I didn't do anything and now I'm going to have to pay for this.
Yep.
Because that's how it works in this country. Cop comes. He was very, very polite, very nice. Got us squared away. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the casino, see if I can find any footage there. You have the license plate. And he's like, so what, you know, what car did you see? What car hit you? And we're like, yeah, we were all pretty damn certain it was like a gray, older sedan.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like a Beater or something.
Sure.
And he's like, are you sure? And we're like, yeah. You know, we're pretty confident that it was, you know, we don't know the make or the model, but we're pretty sure what that is. You know, that's what the vehicle was. And we got the plate. We got the, like, 100% certain we know we got the plate.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's registered to a 2022 Black Prius. And I was like, oh. So, A, it's probably stolen plates.
Oh.
Or B, we just have horrible recall.
I mean, it is common knowledge that, you know, like, being a witness isn't that reliable.
Yes, yes.
An eyewitness is not that reliable.
And I feel like I forgot everything about it except for the license plate. Like, yeah, I know the key events. I know exactly how it unfolded. But like, even now, like, the memory of her face is fading. Right. She was this old gremlin of a woman. but it's, the car is registered to a man. They wouldn't give me any further details than that.
Huh.
I found the VIN online on my own, but you can't really get any other details beyond that.
Right.
So I've been waiting for the cop to call me. It's been a couple days now. It's happened on Saturday. It's Monday night now. I filed a claim with my insurance. I'll probably be out $500, assuming they don't find the person, because they probably won't.
I'm gonna be honest with you. There's probably nothing they can do.
Yeah, I know.
And like, even if your insurance like tries to deal with it with their insurance or whatever, like, all they have to do is say like, no, I didn't. They can just dispute it and be like, nah.
So
show me the receipts.
My thinking is like, so the cop said I would call you. He said, I'll call you in 30 minutes. Or I'll call you tomorrow at 7, which was 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
That passed. So I called the station, you know, gave my case number, asked if there was any substantive updates. And they're like, no, they have an alert out for it. My thing is, you know where the vehicle is registered. You know who owns the vehicle. Can you not at least go question that person? Can you not find that person? Can you get eyes on that vehicle? And if the front is smashed in, like it probably is, then like, okay.
Right.
If they go to that person and like, nope, I'm the sole driver. There's clearly no damage. This, you know, stolen plate. Or they say, yep, my plate was taken.
Is there like paint on your car that would rub off from theirs?
No.
No?
No. So I, thankfully, my car is still drivable. It felt worse. Like none of us like slammed forward and hit ourselves. But it, like, the impact was just very jarring.
Sure.
But the damage to my car, it's strictly the rear bumper. So the bumper will have to be replaced, and then there's like a metal guard beneath the bumper that will also have to be replaced.
Jeez.
So it'll end up being costly, but I think I'm only out the deductible, which is fine, I guess. But also, like, I shouldn't have to pay $500.
I didn't, you know, like,
I didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything. This person wronged you, and they're just going to get away with it.
I know. It's like how. So we're at an intersection with cameras, right?
Yeah.
We can't find anything from that. And maybe the cop is doing their due diligence, but like, I have maybe. to It's like probably not anything like the movies. You can't be like, all right, we got the footage, enhance. It's this lady. Let's fucking find her. It's like, oh, well, we haven't seen the car. You're fucked.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't think that they're going to do anything. I would be shocked if they put in the work to find a person for a minor hit and run. No one was harmed. Yeah,
it's just a misdemeanor.
It's a dent in your bumper. Like, they're like, I know, for you.
Don't minimize that.
For you,
Misty,
it's big.
Misty but the Mazda has been through so much.
They're probably like, yeah, whatever. Like, this probably happens all the time. That they don't have enough resources to send out a guy looking for everybody who hit somebody and drove away.
I wish they'd give you the option to be like, all right, you've got 24 hours.
You can deal with it yourself. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
You have the resources of the police department at your disposal. Go do it.
They give you a little office to set up in.
Render unto them justice.
Here's a laptop.
Yeah.
You know, you have access to everything for 24 hours. Obviously, within means only to, like, you know, looking up license,
you get a little,
the license plate.
One of those little red lights that you can just stick on top of your car.
Yeah. You get to be a police officer.
That would be cool. What I will say is there are a couple fortunate things that have come from this.
Okay.
This is my first time actually having to engage with Progressive after paying them hundreds of dollars a month for, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Their claims department has been pretty chill.
Nice.
Handle it very well, I would say, so far.
Cool.
The second thing is, so yesterday I started feeling some stiffness in my neck. And I didn't feel any pain. The other guys didn't feel any pain the night of. But yesterday I'm like, I don't know if I'm just being hypersensitive or if like my neck is actually stiff. And it's not bad. It's not like there's like this, you know, shooting pain or anything like that, but my neck is stiff. And then after talking with my family, I was convinced to just go get it checked out. So I went to the ER, North Memorial in Robbinsdale.
You went to the ER and you didn't tell me?
I was saving it all for this.
Dude.
I told Tenny, Kyle, I told Emily, like, don't tell him. I want to tell the story. I want to tell the story on the podcast. I got checked out. Everything was squared away super quick. I was probably in and out in like 25 minutes, which for the ER.
That's quick.
Incredible.
Wow.
Incredible timing. They just said probably like minor whiplash.
You got to make sure you're not concussed.
Yeah. And, you know, if it were to become something, you know.
You got to show up to court in a neck brace. For sure.
No. but at least I have some sort of documentation that I had some issue, went in, and, you know, now that's been, you know, cleared. But the largest silver lining from this is while en route to the Robbinsdale ER, I spotted a Hy-Vee, and that Hy-Vee had three of those, like, large state fair, like, food. Like, not a food truck, because they're fucking large, but that, you know?
Okay.
And one of them had cheese curds. And so after I went to the ER, I stopped and I got some garlic cheese curds, and damn it, they were good.
You just, like, you find this person, you show up at their door, and you're just like, I gotta thank you.
I forgive you.
I would have never found these cheese curds if I didn't have to go to the ER because of you.
The right fried curd can really turn things around.
It's true.
And man, the garlic curds. It was the last second. I was like, can I get the original? And he's like, yes. I was like, wait, is it too late? Can you do the garlic? And he's like, yes.
Sure, man.
Very good. Very, very good.
That's great.
So now I'm in contact. I've talked to a super nice lady who owns a, you know, a collision repair shop who should get me squared away. Said it'll only take a couple days.
Nice, dude.
Still bummed. We just got our draft wedding bill.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, and it's fucking brutal. And the last thing I was like, yeah, I'll take another $500 payment.
You know? Well, at that point, what's another?
Yeah, you're right.
What's another $5?
Fuck it. And then I'll also have to pay a deductible for the ER visit. But
man,
yeah,
that's a crazy story. Something crazy happened to you.
I know.
That's wild. What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Why would one do something?
After she hit us, like, you could tell she was very frantic. It looked like she was like kind of confused about what had happened.
Yeah.
If I had, you know, time, I probably would have pulled her out of the vehicle. Dude. If I saw that she was driving away. Because I was like, in that moment,
you would have GTA'd her?
I was just incredibly furious because I would never do that to someone. And if I hurt someone that way, I would certainly, you know, take responsibility.
I feel so
for
bad
it.
If I hit somebody like that.
But this lady just fucking booked it like it didn't matter.
Well,
hope they find her.
They won't.
We're coming for you.
They won't.
All of our impossibly unremarkable PIs out there in the chat, drop her socials. Just kidding.
No.
You think people can find her based off of my description? White female.
No.
50s to 60s.
Driving a Prius. I don't think.
I don't even know if it was a Prius. You know, driving a car.
You said it was registered as a Prius.
Registered to a Prius, but
I guess you're right.
To me, it didn't look like a Prius.
We don't know if that is the case.
Yeah.
We'll never find her.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like if she wasn't driving a Prius, we're totally fucked.
You're toast.
But that's the way she goes. Yeah. Fuck you, lady. But also thank you for the cheese curds.
Yeah, you know, there's good, there's bad. I'm glad you could find, you know, a glass half full situation out of this whole thing.
Thank you. I'll say I'm quite proud of myself being as optimistic as I am.
No, you should be proud of yourself, buddy.
Thank you. Could you imagine a freshman year college Jonathan handling this?
No, you were a big baby back then.
Big angry baby.
Big angry baby.
But now I've turned a corner.
No, you're a totally different man now. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, bro.
You know, they say because I told you you should be proud of yourself. They say that's how you should talk to your kids. Because if you tell them, like, I'm proud of you, it's just like your feeling towards them. But what you should say is you should feel proud of yourself, because then it teaches them to feel pride for themselves.
Okay.
Rather than externally, it's internal. So I'm telling you, you should feel proud of yourself.
I'm not going to tell you how to parent, but that's the wrong way to go about it.
Why?
You're parenting.
What should I be saying?
If you're telling me that, A, you're proud of me, and also that I should be proud of myself, I have no incentive to grind. You know, you've taken away my motivation. Now, if you say, you're a piece of shit, and you should think you're a piece of shit, it's like, okay, I have a foundation. I know that I can grow. And that gets me thinking, you know? Gets me motivated.
Instead of teaching our kids to be prepared for a scary and messed up world, we teach our kids to make the world a little less scary and messed up.
You know what lesson you should teach Wesley?
What?
Didn't he get like a brand new little toy car thing?
Yeah, he got a few cars, yeah.
All right, I want you to get one of your own.
Okay.
And while he's watching, I want you to ram the back of his new car. And then you're going to drive off. So he knows how dangerous the world is.
All right, Wesley, now file an insurance claim.
It's so confusing. I don't know what to do. You know, have you ever had to work with insurance? I feel like a fucking moron.
No, I haven't. I literally have not.
We'll fix that.
I've never had to.
We'll fix that.
I don't want to. I pay for insurance. That's all. I don't want to think about it.
We'll take care of
beyond
that. Oh, and before I forget, the other thing that's made this week so great.
Yes.
Donald Glover confirmed new tour.
Woo!
2024.
Yes, Donnie Gloves.
Will you take me?
I would like to go. Isn't it a world tour? So we're...
Yeah, so that...
He's usually, not coming here, most likely.
That usually means Minneapolis is in the world.
He's probably going to go to Chicago.
And I would drive to
And
Chicago.
If he doesn't go to Chicago, then
we're fine.
Good luck, because he'll probably be in New York, LA, maybe Houston or something.
The other thing is we have so many things going on in the summer.
Yeah, I'm so busy, I don't even know, because Metro Boomin and Future are also going on tour, and I brought that up to Megan. She's like, you're already going to two concerts, which is true. I already booked two concerts for the summer.
But where is that concert?
That one's at XL.
Oh, that's...
In St. Paul. It's more like the, let's spend another couple $100 on concert tickets.
That's fair.
Which I get, and I will probably not be attending that one. But Father's Day is coming up, so if anyone wants to pop me a gift over, those tickets I think are available right now.
Instead of that, I'm going to rear-end you to teach
Please
you to grind.
Please don't.
There's a lesson in there somewhere, and you're gonna figure it out.
Okay. The other thing that happened this week, though, Taylor Swift dropped an album. Shout out to the Swifties! Woo!
I'm going to hold my tongue on this one.
I know. I know you don't like it. No, I actually told Megan I wasn't going to talk about it because...
Do you like it?
She loves it. My feelings on it are a little mixed. I would say, in comparison to some of her best projects, it is boring. I think there's a few great songs on there. Don't get me wrong. But there's also 31 songs on the album. And I don't like this trend of artists putting out albums that are so long and so bloated that there's just like, yeah, there's some good ones in there, but there's a lot of boring filler, like nothing songs. But the first few songs, like, okay, so there's a few I don't like, but the first like three, four, solid start to the album. I know there's been a lot of talk on Twitter and where else about her questionable lyrics. That I get. There are some that kind of I cringe at, but You get that with any big artist. You could pick out a lyric from Childish Gambino's discography, and he's got a good handful of, okay, man, what? You know?
What do you mean?
I could, yeah. We don't want to go into that. I mean, yeah, but it's every artist you get questionable lyrics, so that doesn't really bother me that much. It's more so that the album itself is getting gassed up by her fans, as it always does. But, yeah, shout out to the Swifties. I will admit that it could potentially be a grower. Maybe I'll listen to it. I was listening to it more today because I want to relate to my wife and I want us to be able to talk about it. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe it's a grower. I'm not super hot on it, but I don't hate it.
If people like it and it brings them joy, you know, it's all true. The power to them. I think there is value in being honest with oneself. Like, yeah. Huge Chance the Rapper fan over here.
Yeah.
His last project was fucking terrible.
Ass.
And you wouldn't be like, you wouldn't catch me being like, this is fucking amazing. He's on a different level.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to the Taylor Swift album because it's just not like, I'm not trying to critique it, but it's also not the kind of music that I'm into. So I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to expend the time to listen to 31 songs.
Like, you're probably not going to like it either way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not really for me, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But some of the lyrics are just,
yeah,
head scratchers. And I'll, you know, yes, Gambino and, you know, name a rapper and they probably have some edgy stupid shit that they shouldn't have said. But I feel like that comes at like the early stages of their career.
Not always.
Well, that's when I think of some lines that Gambino has said, it's like, okay, you probably shouldn't have said that. And also those were like, you know, that's like camp and
yeah, camp is
camp
rough.
And prior.
Camp is rough.
But I still like the camp. I still like camp. I know you're not a huge fan of it. But just like, we used to play a game where like we pretend we're in the 1830s, but without racism. Like, yes, I'm paraphrasing, but what the fuck does that mean? Like, what a strange line.
I don't know. That one I don't understand. But
I feel like, and I've said this before, the best music comes from like struggle and pain and like, what?
Yeah, but
what's been tough?
But you could say that about any of the biggest artists on the planet. Yeah,
and
too,
I would say that, like,
none of them are relatable anymore.
And I say that about Drake, and I say that about, you know, any of the other artists that like are so fucking pouty, yeah, and, you know, everything sucks. And
you could say that about Donald Glover. Like, I get that. Well, that's a little different because rappers, a lot of them come from circumstances,
yes,
that have definitely impacted their lives. But they also talk a lot about a lot of things that us regular people don't understand,
like
regardless
what?
Of like being rich. Like, if you listen to a Drake verse, you're like, what did he just say? I don't get anything he just said because I'm not rich enough to understand.
But that's what I'm saying.
It.
Like, I don't like Drake for the very same reason.
But like, Gambino would say stuff like that too.
But better.
We don't take pictures when you're rich, you just see it again. Like, that's something that no one can relate to. Because none of us are that rich. We all take pictures.
I mean, I'm pretty wealthy.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Right here.
Anyway, shout out to Swifties. I don't want to bag on the album. I think it could potentially be her best yet. If I listen to it more. I'm just kidding. I'm actually a big Folklore lover, kind of Swifty myself.
Okay.
Have you heard those?
Those are albums?
Yeah.
I'm sure I've heard a song
Lover's,
off them.
Lover's solid.
And I'll acknowledge that there's a ton of very catchy, you know, Taylor Swift songs. Like, there's plenty of good stuff out there. I just, the snippets I heard, and I cannot paint a full picture because, again, I did not listen to it. Mm-hmm. So take my opinion with a grain of salt.
Okay.
But some of those lyrics were downright wacky.
Yeah. But it's also a context thing, too.
Okay.
Some of them less so, but...
Okay.
Oh, Drake also dropped another diss, if you want to keep up with the rap beef. Which is also linked to Taylor Swift because it's called Taylor Made Freestyle. He references Taylor Swift saying that she is
stupid. So stupid.
Actually, what he did is crazier than anything to do with Taylor Swift. He created... So there's two AI features on it. It features AI Tupac and AI Snoop Dogg. He rapped the verses, put it through an AI filter to like mimic their voice. The first, like the verses of AI Pac and AI Snoop are talking to Kendrick about like why he's not responding and like what he needs to do, or like basically talking to Kendrick Lamar about, you know, why he's taking so long, and is he really like that? Yeah, well, I don't think he... That's what people are saying. They're like, well, I think if you paid Snoop Dogg enough money, he probably would have just done it.
I'm just thinking, like, it seems like it's like a mentor's talking down to to him, but like, or like an otherworldly being, or like a ghostly right. kind of thing. But like, Snoop Dogg is alive.
Yeah,
I get like if it was, you know, Biggie,
right? Well, I think the idea was that Tupac and Snoop are it's known that those are two of Kendrick Lamar's biggest heroes.
Ah, okay.
So he purposely picked those people to talk down to him or whatever. And then Drake has a verse at the end, which is, you know, pretty good too. So he's kind of putting the pressure on Kendrick Lamar. We'll see if we get a response from Kendrick. It's heating up.
You know, last week on his live stream, Donald Glover was talking about how beef is stupid.
It kind of is, yeah.
And how there's real people dying in, you know, cities that a lot of these rappers hail from.
Yeah.
That are dying over, you know, also trivial things, but...
Yeah.
Speaking of AI...
Yeah.
So I could not sleep yesterday.
Okay.
Last night. So I think I was up at like, until like 3 or a little after it.
Oh, no.
But it worked out well because the second week of Donald Glover's stream like started at like 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with a gospel track sung by Patrick Starr.
And why?
I'm ashamed to admit it sounded really fucking good.
What? It was, dude, like, I gotta hear this.
It was like Patrick Starr with SpongeBob on the keys. I was like, what?
Wow.
Is that a joke? And then it literally was. You couldn't really tell it was SpongeBob on the keys.
It was good, though.
I mean, yeah. For what it, as advertised, it was pretty good. I don't know what the whole thing... I mean, it's Donald Glover, so he's weird. And he does strange things like that.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was definitely funny.
I think it's good.
Twins winning 6-0.
I told you, man.
I made a prediction today. I said we're either going to win 7-0.
Yeah.
Or we're going to lose 4-1.
Well.
So it looks like we're...
Well, in the second, they were already up 2-0, so your second prediction was already not going to happen. So.
That's true.
Yeah. I told you they're going to run away with it. They're going to crush them. They're going to show them the business. Yep. Cool. Do you have a recommendation of the week?
I do have a rec, and it stems from my hit and run story. If you're ever engaged in vehicular combat, the three of us in the car were solely focused on the license plate. If you're driving with people, designate someone to pay attention to the make and model. Get someone on appearance, and then get someone on the license plate.
So you need at least three people.
You need at least three. Four people, if the fourth person could examine the trim sure. of the vehicle. So if, you know, if it's like a sport, if it's an SE, if it's, you know, one of the, you know, higher end ones.
Sure.
Just make it easier if you can get someone close enough to the vehicle to see the VIN, even better.
Maybe person number five, maybe try to stop the vehicle if you can, or like get in the way. You might get clipped, but that's kind of what you're there for. You're number five, all right?
Yeah. You're just happy to be there.
Yeah. I mean,
But in all seriousness, I thought we're like, okay, we're all set because we got the license plate. And then of course that, you know, really doesn't mean anything if it's attached to a vehicle that should not be attached to it. So
I guess they knew that their plates didn't match their car, so they're like, fuck it. What are they going to do? Arrest me?
I never thought I'd get bested by a drunk casino goer, you know?
Why are you driving around with the wrong license plate? You must already be engaging in crimes if you're doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I could be wrong. It could have been the...
It could have just been a Prius.
It could have been the Prius, but it really didn't look like a Prius.
I don't know.
And then again, you know, a Prius wouldn't have done that.
And if you thought it was gray, but it was registered to a black, come on.
See, the Prii, they're a gentle car.
Mm. You'd have known.
They really don't do that kind of thing.
No.
But
your car would have obliterated the Prius.
Yeah, so...
On impact.
If I could have gotten a video, and I really should have just grabbed my phone, my first instinct was to check on the dummy.
Mm.
Don't do that.
That's your wreck of the week?
Don't have concern for others.
Assign people in cars to
be
aware of hit and runs, just in case.
It's a good idea.
Sure. So you're going to debrief everyone that gets in your car from now on?
Yep. I'm going to have a set of laminated instructions and a layout. So if you're in, you know, if you're in the passenger, you know, co-pilot seat, you have this function.
Yeah.
If you're riding bitch in the back, you know, you're the number five.
Sure.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So it's really for everyone's safety.
You start handing out folders. They open it up. It's a whole packet and, almost like an orientation of what they need to
do. Do a full debrief before.
Yeah.
Before every departure.
Every trip.
Yeah.
Dude, we're just driving to the gas station for snacks, bro. Hey, that's what happens.
Most
that's
accidents happens. Occur close to home, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And I live very close to a gas station.
Most people do.
Not everyone, though.
Most people do.
But that's my rec. You're welcome.
Cool. My wreck of the week is a book. I've told you about this book. You're going to laugh at me, and people are going to think I'm stupid.
I'm only laughing at because it's like, you're trying to beat the allegations.
Of what?
That you can't read.
Dude,
we know.
I've already admitted that I don't read often, and when I do read, it's a book that I find interesting. And I don't normally read like fiction. I read like books that are real stories about real people doing real things. Anyways, this book is called Acid Diaries. I've told you about this book. We got together with me, you, and Neil. We chatted. It came up. Yeah. I chatted about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But my wreck of the week is Acid Diaries, written by Christopher Gray. This book is interesting. So it's called Acid Diaries because the whole book surrounds acid, LSD. The story of this guy, Christopher Gray, the guy who wrote it. So it's based around his experiences with the drug, and he also dives into a little bit of the history of it and how it's impacted culture, and then goes into more how it impacted himself. And he references other pieces of material to kind of back up his claims and stuff like that. But essentially, the whole idea of the book is it's his story of once he, basically in his 20s, he started off, he experimented with psychedelics. He thought they were interesting, but he had a bad experience after a bit and swore them off for forever and hadn't touched them in years. But then he got to his late 50s. A very pivotal time in people's lives as they're getting older.
So I've been told.
And reaching towards the end of their life.
Okay. His,
for those of you out there, just kidding.
for those of you out there.
Anyways, he reached a point in his life where his child was grown out of the house, living their own life. His wife had divorced him, left him. So he was living on his own, with seemingly nothing to look forward to in his life, and he was looking and seeking answers. Somehow he came to the conclusion after rereading a book that he read a long time ago from an author discussing acid, LSD, psychedelics.
The Giver.
Wasn't The Giver. I don't remember which one it was. I could probably pull up the book and figure it out, but I don't care. Whatever. It was a book he read. He reread it. He got interested. Then he decided to try LSD again. So what he ended up doing is taking trips every 2 or 3 weeks for like years, I think like a 3-year period. So he started to find that his trips were like connected, and like he started learning things about his past, bringing up old memories and like dealing with past traumas. And it kind of really changed his outlook on life and his whole mental state in general. Now, I myself have never done psychedelics. I don't know if I ever will, but I find this man's story very interesting. And I think it's something that's worth reading if you're interested in that subject as well.
You heard it. Go check out Acid Diarrhea by Christopher Gay.
Yep. Check it out.
Dude, I totally just roasted you.
Don't care. Oh. You're just being a bully, and that's not nice. I'm glad your car got hit.
Listen, man.
Yeah?
You better be careful with the words you say.
Oh.
All right?
Oh.
Turn that camera off.
What, me?
Yeah, can
we have a producer? We could ask the producer to turn it off if you want to chat, if you want to have a sidebar.
I did have a recommendation just for you.
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Oh, you have a real one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
But just for you. What, I mean, the other one was real.
Yeah, well, just, yeah, of course. Assign people in your vehicle to scout for crimes.
The more realistic takeaway from that is try to get more than just the fucking license plate like we did. I saw this on Hulu. It appears to be a reality show about... The first marijuana dispensary
in
California or Colorado. I just saw an ad for it today, and I'm like, that's something you would want to watch.
It sounds interesting.
Just throwing that out there for you.
It sounds interesting. I saw that. I don't know. It seems like I might watch it. I don't know.
All right. Sorry, it was a stupid idea.
Was that a true recommendation for people? You haven't seen it.
I saw it, and I thought you would like it. It was for you.
Yeah, I might watch
and
it.
Other people, if you're into that sort of thing.
It's a little interesting. The industry's very all interesting.
Right. You love that kind of shit, man.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's cool.
You eat reality television for breakfast.
I do love reality TV. If there's some drama in it, I'll watch it.
Yeah, there's drama.
Yeah.
I think there's like one guy who wanted to smoke on the job but couldn't.
Stevie's been stealing our nugs.
All right, run low on time. Hit us with that question of the day.
Question of the day. What's your earliest memory?
Oh my God, didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about it here. And I'm curious if you'll give the same answer.
I actually thought of a different answer.
Okay, good.
Because this one, it goes back to when I was born in Ohio. Spent a couple of years there until we eventually moved to Minnesota. But I was just telling Emily about this yesterday. Ever since the accident.
My memory's not what it used to be.
But I remember, I think I was in pre-K. And in pre-K, we were each given a watermelon seed to care for. And so I brought it home and we planted it. And like the next day or within like a week, it was very quickly, there appeared this massive watermelon.
What?
And I remember being so proud of this watermelon that I had grown. Super happy about it. I remember it being tasty. I love watermelon. It's one of the few fruits I've kind of always loved.
Yeah.
And only a couple of years later when I gained, you know, sentience, did I realize that my father had purchased a watermelon at the store and placed it there.
You mean watermelons don't grow overnight?
I don't know, man. It was the pre-K, man. I was like, hey, fucking idiot. You know?
That's sweet of him to...
Yeah. So that's probably one of my earliest memories.
Growing, thinking you grew a watermelon.
Knowing that I grew the fastest watermelon.
You guys should have called some scientists or something.
I
know.
And I'm pretty sure I probably talked about it at school.
I bet you did.
Guess what I did?
I grew a watermelon in one night. It's so big. It's amazing.
But I'm sure, you know, I'm sure the teacher, whomever, probably just humored me and
probably
kept the dream alive.
Oh, little Jonathan. You are so talented. You should be a gardener. That's really great.
But yeah, that's my memory. How about you?
My earliest memories probably go back to like, I remember I was probably like 4 or 5. I was probably 5 when my family went on the Disney cruise. People like to tell me that I made those memories up. If my wife, she'll say stuff like, well, that was just what you were told. No, I have. They're not like clear mem. Like, they're not like, I remember why everything was happening or every detail of every situation, but I have glimpses into the past. And to tell me that my memories aren't valid irks me.
I'm in the same position. One of my other very early memories, again, we were in Ohio. We lived in a cul-de-sac, so we were very close with the people in that cul-de-sac, and we were just having like a bonfire one night at, you know, an adjacent neighbor's house. And they had one of those like cage bonfire things with like the removable top.
Yeah.
And so they had removed the top and set it on the ground. And I remember I was running around and I tripped and I fell and my hand landed on top of the top of the grill thing.
Yeah.
And I burned my hand. And I have like a very distinct memory of it being painful.
Yeah.
But then I have a very fond memory of my mom taking care of me and like bandaging me and, you know, putting on, you know, some burn cream or whatever. It was like, you know, she took care of me.
Yeah.
And I brought this up a couple of years ago on like a holiday. It was like an Easter dinner or something.
Yeah.
And my mom just vehemently denied that. She's like, I wouldn't let you around fire. I was like, what? No,
sounds like your mom so much.
It wasn't like there's like just a burning pallet of wood and I was like dancing around it, you know, with no one watching me. Like there was adults and it was like a pretty normal like Midwestern thing to have
it's
happen.
It's also like not that crazy. Like that shit probably happens all the time. But it's not like you're a bad parent for that. Like,
and I think that's what she was thinking. It was like, I was insinuating. I was like, no, this was obviously it sucked, but like you took care of me. That like a very motherly thing that I remember. And she just like swore up and down that it didn't happen. And then like we got into a big argument about it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
come on.
Like, this happened. Like,
this is my memory. Don't tell me what didn't happen.
Why would I make this up? You know, why would I like, oh, I remember when I like really hurt my hand. Oh, and you know, it's like that doesn't come out of nowhere. So I totally get exactly how you feel. Yeah.
That's actually strange because I actually have an earlier memory that brought something up for me. I was probably about 3.
Fuck.
When I was we moved to New Jersey. My family moved there when I was young, when I was about 2.5. So I was probably 3, 3.5 at this point. And I got run over by a neighbor kid on his bicycle. I was standing in the yard, and I remember this. I remember seeing him coming. I remember him coming right at me. And I'm like, I don't even know what I was thinking. I just remember seeing him like running at me on his bike. He's coming in hot. And I turn the other way because I think I'm going to get hit or something. I don't know. I don't remember why I turned. But he ran me the fuck over. Like, I don't remember this part, but my parents did tell me I had tire tracks on my back right afterwards. but then I do remember waking up in my parents' arms and they were like,
holding me and comforting me as I was recovering from being run over by this devil of child on a bike. I don't even know why he didn't move out of the fucking way.
And now that you mention that, I recall a memory from when I was two. It was our family trip to Jersey, and I was riding my brand new bike, red bike.
Okay, yeah.
And I saw this fucker just standing there.
Sure.
And I knew, like, instinctively, I had to gun him down.
This short little goblin with a bowl cut.
So I crushed him. I crumpled him. And I left tread marks, and as I fled the scene, I spat on him. That was a good memory.
That's a horrible thing to do. Seeing as someone who just talked about being victimized by hit and run.
I love Jersey.
Yeah, I don't want to be one of those people, but that didn't happen to you.
We were just talking.
That happened to me.
We were just talking about people.
That happened to me.
We were just talking about people stealing memories from you and pretending that they didn't happen. So for you to complain about it and then turn around and do it, I just, you know, one man's observation.
Okay.
Hypocrite.
I do want to say, though, on that Disney cruise, I had a Mickey that was dressed as a pirate. It was a pirate Mickey. He's one of my favorite stuffed animals of all time.
I don't know why, but it just makes me laugh when people call Mickey Mouse Mickey. Just, like, refer to it as
Mickey.
A Mickey. You know, it's like,
oh, boy.
That's really good.
Mickey.
Super good.
Thanks, man.
Do you do that for Wesley?
I do. He loves Mickey.
Does he like it?
I'm like,
hi, Wesley. Oh, boy.
That's, like, scary good.
Yeah. I know.
Freaky good.
Yeah, dude. Hit me up, Disney, if you need a replace Mickey.
All right, hand me your phone.
Oh.
I got a banger story.
Do you have a banger story?
I do.
I hope so. I hope it's a banger today. Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I got other things to look at. Sorry.
All right.
Here you are.
This is fresh news.
Fresh?
From Saturday.
Okay.
Man, 26, beloved Mazda, rear-ended. Just kidding.
On CNN.
Just kidding. I did look, you know, for like accident reports.
Are you
serious? Well, I'm just like curious, like what are the people saying?
I guess they probably had to put something in the system.
But they didn't.
But they didn't?
No, there's
don't like... they have to put something in there if you call the police?
There's this, I mean, I have a case number. That's not like mm-hmm. something you can just search. There is like this accident report thing through the state, but mine wasn't there. So must not have mattered all that much.
Definitely not.
All right. Man who won primary election while charged with murder convicted on a lesser charge. So, I'm going to give you a little backstory.
Jeez, dude.
This piece of shit named Andrew. okay, Andrew's a fine name. That's my middle name. But he's not a good dude.
Yeah.
So this dude was charged with murder.
Okay.
Back in 2022. So his now late wife, 41
years. It was his wife.
Yes. She was reported missing by her coworkers on March 25th, 2022, when she did not show up for work. Then they found her body in a creek near her home.
Yeah.
She had filed for divorce on March 17th.
Seems pretty cut and dry.
And she had recently finished chemotherapy treatments for cancer.
Oh!
And so the dude was charged. He told police that he had struck his wife with a flower pot during an argument and then dumped her body in the creek.
Oh, so he had confessed to this?
Yes, he did. And then... in May of that same year, while being charged with the murder of his wife,
yeah,
he advanced in a 2022 primary for a township board position.
Can we?
Oh. He later did withdraw, but he had received 60 out of 276 votes.
All right, we should get all 60 names, all those people, put on blast. That's crazy.
Now, we don't get political here, but I'm going to give you one chance to guess which party this man belonged to.
The Green Party.
No.
Really?
Not them.
No way.
Not
who was
them.
It?
And this could just be completely unrelated. But
sure.
It was a Republican primary.
What? Dude.
I know.
Telling me?
I know. I can't believe
one of those hardworking, mm-hmm. you know, Bible-thumping people that they... of all people,
60, I mean, so
would commit murder and run for
59
office.
59 people. I'm assuming he voted for himself. So 59 individual people probably thought, like, you know what? I like him better than the other
two. He probably said something like, I'm a man of God. I've confessed my sins. I'm good. And then they're like, well, if he's good with the Lord, then he's good with me.
It's evidence that either people have no idea who they're voting for.
That's probably it, too.
Very realistic. Or, you know, that is not something that would cause someone grief, you know, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't be concerned about it. He didn't get convicted of murder.
I don't care.
I don't know how.
He wasn't convicted or he wasn't found guilty of the murder? Didn't he confess?
Yes. And I don't know the ins and outs of the case, but so this, murder happened in March. He was obviously arrested. He was detained and jailed during the primary.
What?
But because he hadn't been charged, and I think I read something that someone was like, well, you know, there's nothing to stop him from fulfilling his duties from jail. But
that'd be crazy.
But very recently.
Wait, what state was this in?
God, I want to say Indiana.
Yeah, it was.
One of those states. Yeah. I could.
That tracks.
I don't know for sure if it's Indiana, but I think that I remember seeing that. So a jury was unable to convict him of murder, but he did get convicted of a voluntary manslaughter charge, which carries 10 to 30
not enough.
Years. It's not enough. Not Certainly enough. Not enough. I mean, it happened. You have someone who struck their wife, dumped them in the creek, didn't report anything, and then later confessed.
What else do you need?
I don't know.
They have a body. They have a confession.
No clue.
I don't know what... Who do we need to get... What the hell?
I know, right?
That whole situation just makes me mad.
Yeah. I wanted to share my own story to reduce people's faith in humanity, and I wanted to share a larger, you know, grander scale story, again, of why we really shouldn't believe in humanity.
Yeah, I don't want you to make this about a red or blue thing. This guy, regardless of affiliation of political party, sucks.
Terrible.
And it's not an indictment of the Republican Party as a whole. It's just an indictment of people as a whole. Like, what the heck is going on in these people's brains to commit a crime like that, to support a person like that, to do anything, to be involved in that situation at all? Like, that whole thing is just messed up, horrible. What is wrong with people? They're also hitting cars and running away.
I'm going to fucking find you, and I'm going to shake your hand.
Okay. It's like, don't say it.
I'm nonviolent.
Yeah, me neither. I don't believe in it. I've actually never seen violence in my life, actually, so I'm not sure if people actually do that.
Turn the camera off. All right.
I'll show you violence.
What do you got to say? We're done.
Last
episode.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad it's finally over. Just kidding. We'll be back. But I will have to say that today, just make sure you have a good week this week. If you're listening to this at the time that it comes out. If not, whatever. Just don't hit people with your cars. And just know that even though you can probably get away with it, just like don't, please. Just don't. Just be a good human. Be kind people. Love. And whatever. Just end this. Just stop.